50 years gone. Gore Vidal woke up in Belmarsh prison, having just missed Julian Assange's 50th birthday on purpose, as Vidal detested his own inadvertent tears, any sentiment, and Assange had just been visited by Stella and the little boys for the first time in 8 months. The kids were mini Julians, like something out of a Victorian artwork, and their father would have greeted them as if unastonished, appropriate, no trace of depression's holocaust. Vidal admired all self-control, even if he'd rather have discussed another 50 years gone with the prisoner. The publication by the New York Times in 1971 of Ellsberg's Pentagon Papers. Vidal looked at his own phantom image in Belmarsh's metal mirror. His lips still had a rare vagueness as pliant as a woman's, although a Roman senator unsmilingness was also there. 50 years gone, Norman Mailer had hit him in a TV studio for describing him as a violent part of a sexist trajectory. Miller, Mailer, Manson. Did he miss Norman? Sometimes, and not just as a target. Assange was asleep, obviously relieved that the babies were okay, if normally affectionate and restless. Stella Morris had called his suffering grotesque, and indeed Vidal judged it grotesque to be kept, in prison for no reason, no current charge, to wait for the outcome of a prejudiced appeal. Ellsberg himself had protested it, and no doubt Mailer would have too, an impeccable soldier in the armies of the night against Vietnam, US violence, even if compelled to be macho, such a 70s word, to exercise a Jewish mother, laughed Vidal. He wanted to wake up Julian just to amuse him with a full 50 years of stories. Assange slept near Vidal's History of the National Security State, which he had gripped when dragged by practiced police grotesquely from the embassy. Not to desert his reader, what was why Vidal still visited. Perhaps, he thought, I constitute myself a state of security now. I opposed Washington's horror to the last and made am made impeccable by death. The prisoner woke up with a smile like his children. Smiles, decided Vidal, are always an act of remembering. 5 decades and Ellsberg still smiled. Anticipating truth, Vidal grew eager. Assange had seen him in the steel mirror.